streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
ABC's Lana Moise says Mangione was found with a fake ID and other evidence in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Police say he also had a 3D printed silencer and a 3D printed ghost gun, which is untraceable with no serial numbers, as well as a 3-page document which sources say mentioned United Healthcare by name and included the quotes, "These parasites had it coming, and I do apologize for any strife and trauma, but it had to be done."
Mangione will be extradited to New York. Streams of refugees who have been forced from their homes in Syria amid the civil war are now returning to the country, the rebels continuing to rejoice the toppling of President Bashar Assad's government. More than 2,000 homes under mandatory evacuation orders as a fire continues to burn near Malibu, California. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth back on Capitol Hill again on Monday, meeting with a prominent Republican who's voiced some concerns about his nomination. ABC's Rachel Scott.
President-elect Donald Trump's embattled pick to lead the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth, meeting again with Senator Joni Ernst.
Did she say she's going to vote for you? Did she feel confident leaving that room that she would support you?
It was a great meeting.
Ernst, the first female combat veteran and vocal survivor of sexual assault, saying, "As I support Pete through this process, I look forward to a fair hearing." Asked by reporters, does she support the process or support Hegseth?
"I am supporting the process."
Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard will also return to Washington Tuesday for a second day of meetings as part of her confirmation process. About 87,000 people have been evacuated in central Philippines after a brief major volcanic eruption. While no casualties have been reported, streams of gas and debris have been seen hurtling down the slopes. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. I am assumed tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations. This is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Best TV series for musical or comedy, The Bear is not a comedy. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy.
Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win. Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all 3 of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and AJ Green, and boy, we're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball, the Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football, quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willy Adames is signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Terang, Ortiz, et cetera, up the middle if needed, but Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 30 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow some light snow showers. It'll be windy with falling temperatures. We'll be in the low single digits by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX.
It is 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's cloudy, 30 degrees. Temperature is going to stay steady today, and the clouds are going to stick around, it looks like.
All right. Yeah. And we've got so much to come up this hour. I just want to, you know, touch base with a call that we got from our last half hour conversation about the UW system and whatever it is. Matt, go ahead. You're on the air.
Morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to talk about the UW.
Yes.
My grandfather worked with Governor Rennebaum back in the 50s to help the UW system improve, and they went from, I think, 37th in the country to 14 or something over those years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wanted to mention the UW Hospital and how wonderful that is.
Yes.
And all the research they do that benefits from that, and the relationships with other countries that the UW provides us. And my mother had a brain tumor removed at UW, and the reason I felt positive going into that is because I knew they were one of the best at that. If it had been done in Florida, I would have been traumatized.
Yes.
But I just wanted to bring that up. It's very important to have a good UW system that brings in so much for the cities and the state.
Thank you very much. And I know that the university helps so many different countries. They send their students here to learn so much about certain things, certain industries. We train them here. They have a place to stay on campus. It really is a huge help nationally, globally. It is just a fantastic system to have in place. We became one of the technological hubs in the country, designated that way, because it is so valuable to the state.
Mm-hmm. And we want to keep it that way, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Not defund it because some professor said RFK Jr. was a moron.
Yeah. Needs to be funded.
No
fully
kidding.
Funded. Okay. Yeah. Now, we are going to get into our text to win contest here.
Right.
It's 7 o'clock hour this morning, and we'll give you the keyword here in a moment. But in case you don't know, all you have to do is get the Civic Media app, and you can text the following word in to win the prizes. And by the way, we have a lot of grand prizes at the end of this contest. For everybody that enters gets entered into the grand prize drawing. We'll have 8 grand prize winners winning things like robot vacuums or humidifier or espresso machines, snowblower, luggage set, all kinds of great grand prizes. But the prize this time around for this hour, the 7 o'clock hour, is a overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. So now's the time to text in the word RED, R-E-D. That's it, RED. Just get the Civic Media app and text in the word RED this hour. And, of course, we have other hours where we'll have other keywords in the 11 a.m. hour, 1 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour this afternoon. But the word this hour is RED, and this is a statewide contest on Civic Media, okay?
All right.
Text in the word RED. Now, let's get to our guest this morning. Let's say hello to Hillary Pham. Good morning, Hillary.
Come on. Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you here. And you are with a company that you created, and I'm going to let you pronounce it the correct way here.
Equitability.
Equitability. Yeah,
Equitability.
You got it.
Equitability.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Tell us all about this. What is this? What is this company about?
Oh, sure. So Equitability is a clothing adaptation service. We don't make anything new. You send your clothes to us, like jackets, shirts, pants, and we'll adapt them using magnets, Velcro, snap buttons. So I started this because my mom has arthritis and carpal tunnel. She still works at an office every day. She's an accountant. So she has to wear a button-down shirt. She has to wear jeans and slacks. She has to look presentable. And she's really independent. So I think we were home for the holidays a couple of years ago. And I just noticed with my sisters, it was taking her longer in the morning to get ready. So we'd be standing by the door, you know, jackets on, ready to go. And we were like, where's mom? And so we realized that, yeah, she was really struggling with dressing, struggling with the buttons, but didn't really know how to ask us for help. So we tried buying her a shirt, actually, like Tommy Hilfiger has adaptive shirts where the buttons have magnets in them, and she refuses to wear it. I think she wore it one time to try it on, and she was like, I like my own clothes. Why do I have to buy this new shirt and wear it? So very much I started it for people like my mom who want to keep wearing the clothes they love, maybe shop at the same stores that they love, but maybe they're aging and struggling with dexterity a little bit. So that's what we do. We try to make clothes easier to wear for people.
Yeah, everybody has their favorite clothing, right?
Exactly.
Their favorite shirt, pants, jacket, whatever. And that is such a great idea to adapt it to make it more beneficial to the person who may find it more difficult to put on after so much time, right? I mean, it's a great service, and I can't imagine a better service than this. What a great idea, by the way. I know, you know, they probably make this adaptive clothing, but it's, you know, pretty medical looking a lot of times.
Exactly.
It loses that personality, and it's so great to adapt what, you know, you find to be your personality, the clothing you like, and now you can adapt it and make it theirs. So that's a great idea.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing this?
So I had the idea originally January 2020.
Okay.
It's just me working on this. So it's my company. I have two women who do the sewing for me now. So it's taken a lot of time to prototype, kind of figure out the materials to use. And we officially launched about a year and a half ago.
Now, do you do custom tailor some things as well? Or you just take people's regular clothing that they already have? And then adapt it to whatever they need, right?
Absolutely. So we have a set of standardized items. So we can do like the zipper of a jacket. We'll remove the old zipper, put a new zipper in.
I see.
So a lot of the standardized options focus on functionality. So magnets, buttons, zippers. But we do custom orders all the time. So for example, we worked with someone recently who has a feeding tube. So instead of having to thread her tube underneath her shirt, and it kind of makes your shirt look a little odd at the end where it's pulling up. We essentially opened a 1-inch hole on the side of her shirts so she can just feed the tube through and it doesn't disrupt her outfit. She can wear dresses now without worrying about the tube being really obvious. So little things like that we'll do some tailoring for, but in general, we just focus on like the physical, functional features of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people may have a difficult time getting up. You know, they're prone almost all the time. They have a difficult time rolling to one side or another. How do you adapt clothing to something like that, a situation like that?
Oh, absolutely. So we work a lot with care providers for people, too.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, for a woman who kind of struggles with that mobility aspect, we took a pair of yoga pants that she really likes, and we just put a zipper down the entire length of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the person who's caring for her can roll her to one side, unzip her pants from the sides, so it's not pulling anything. It just comes off. Kind of like the tearaway basketball pants, if
yes.
you can imagine.
Oh,
that.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. But with the zipper, so it's a little bit easier for the person who's helping her in the mornings and things like that. So, yes, we've definitely worked with a range of mobility issues. I will shout out my two sewists, Grace and Corinne. They're amazing at what they do. And they both have a very like engineering aspect when we come to situations like that. So, yeah.
Now, do you work with people that are wheelchair bound and other Absolutely. Disabilities?
Yes, we've worked with a gentleman on the east side of Madison who used a wheelchair. And for example, he has a belt that goes across his abdomen to keep him in his chair. And he is so fashionable. He gave us like all of his sweaters and he went, can you open a 2-inch hole like 5 inches from my armpit? That way I can just thread the belt through and you can't see it over my clothes. So we've done stuff like that too for people in wheelchairs.
Excellent. Now, if people want to find out more about your company, how do they do that?
Sure. You can go on our website. It's equability.co. There you can find pictures, videos. I've put GIFs on every single page of the things that we offer. And our social media page has plenty of videos of people using our service and kind of the experience with the clothes, too.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, Hillary, thanks for coming in and explaining to you. Anything else that people should know about your service? As far as what area do you cover? Mainly Madison, or are you?
Sure.
Do you get requests from other locations,
parts of the country.
Yeah, so I'm local to Madison, so we do have local drop-off locations, but we ship nationwide. So recently, we got an order from Arizona last week. Okay. So yeah, anywhere in the country.
Very good.
Well, it sounds like a great service. Something that you know should have been done many, many years ago. You know, give everybody a chance to wear their favorite clothes and adapt it. You know, I remember seeing a paraplegic being wheeled around by, I would assume, his mother, and I was impacted by that, and I thought, well, you know, what kind of things do these individuals need to make life so much better for them, easier for them, and bring them into, you know, society in a normal way instead of, you know, treating them as though they're different, you know. And this, I think, is one of those things you can do, and that's a great service.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll end with one last thing.
Yes.
A part of our mission, yeah, when I first approached my mom with this problem, she was like, I just want to look normal. Like, yes. I don't want to wear clothes that makes it really obvious.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
a lot of our, like, the zipper replacement, a lot of the button modifications that we do, we'll move the buttons around so it always looks buttoned and looks totally normal. So that was really important to me, to hide all the seams, to make sure things were as hidden as possible
and
be adapted to help the individual.
That's very perfect. Good.
Well, Hillary, once again, thanks for being with us. And again, to get in touch with you, it's equability.co.
.co, yep.
Very good. Thanks again.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate you coming in. All right. Very good. Okay, moving on here, we want to let you also know that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress, with two locations on the east side and the west side, or just go to verlo.com. They have handcrafted mattresses and all kinds of accessories. Check out their east side location, west side location, or go to verlo.com.
That's right. I understand they're putting snaps in and Velcro and magnetic attachment to wrap you in their mattresses.
There you go. They're doing that.
And now they can do that.
They do make custom mattresses. So, you know,
Equability.
Right? Yeah. Equability.
I love it.
Yes.
What a great idea, isn't it?
Really, that's fantastic. And, you know, just think of the people that she's helping.
I know.
It's a terrific service. Good for
And then I can get on my, you know, we should have universal health care.
Well, yes.
Soapbox again. Because, you know.
Well, we should have had it years ago.
Yeah, when I saw this mom wheeling her son around, who was, by the way, probably in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
He had no ability to control his movements.
Right.
And it just blew my mind. I was just thinking, you know, there are so many people like that in the world, and we don't think about them. We don't try to help them. We don't even see them most of the time because they're hard to take out into public. But I just think that, you know, somewhere along the way, if we just make life easier for the caregivers and those individuals themselves in life, it would be so much better. We'd be a more humanitarian society.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, here I go.
I know what you mean. I helped out a lot of disabled folks over the last few years as a transportation
rider. Right.
And you see so many different situations. And you can't help but want to help. You know?
Yeah.
Back with more of John and Gordy in a moment.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the 2024 election, estimates show that more than 83 million Americans voted early in person or by mail. President Donald Trump said December 5th he wants to look at returning to same-day voting. Speaking at a Fox Nation award ceremony where Trump was honored as the network's Patriot of the Year, he said, quote, "We're going to do things that have really been needed for a long time, and we are going to look at elections. We want to have paper ballots, one-day voting, voter ID, and proof of citizenship," unquote. Early voting options have expanded to 46 states since 2000. Election data company TargetSmart estimates almost 83.7 million Americans voted early in person, universal mail ballot, or absentee ballot. Among that 83.7 million were 35.16 million Republican early voters. The Texas Tribune reports that in the state's most reliably red counties, 50.4% of votes were cast early. In Trump's home state of Florida, where voting by mail is popular among seniors, over 3 million voters voted by mail and over 5.6 million votes were cast early in person, according to Secretary of State figures. The U.S. Supreme Court, which has deferred to the power of states to regulate elections, is unlikely to embrace any federal mandate to curb state-implemented early voting. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Red, red. Are we playing this because the key word this hour is red?
We are.
For people that are entering our grown-up gift list text to win contest? Rolls right off the tongue. Red is the key word.
What's on your gift list this year? What do you want for Christmas, Gordy?
I just want peace and love throughout the world.
Okay? Oh, yes. Yeah,
you're telling me that you don't want a robot vacuum cleaner?
I saw this video
on TikTok.
It was some, I don't know, there was a fire or something. Maybe this is out in California where they're having fires all the time.
Yeah, the wildfires.
And they had a video of this Roomba, one of these remote vacuum cleaners, just rolling down the street like it was escaping this house.
Leaving.
Just get out of here.
Somebody forgot me.
TikTok
reminds me of have you the movie The Brave Little Toaster?
Yes.
No. Uh-huh. No. Yeah. What's that?
It's a kids movie from the 80s about like some household appliances that venture out into the outside world to try and find their owner.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an old story. It's an old golden book story, okay. I think, but
what's it called?
Pretty cool.
The Brave Little Toaster.
Yep. Brave Little Toaster.
Pretty cool.
All right. I'll have to look that up.
They had stories like that way back in the 50s and 60s with the Disney, Wonderful World of Disney.
Yeah.
They had those short stories, and they were kind of cute. They did that with cars and commuting.
Love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It brings back a lot of great memories.
It does. Getting very sentimental in our old age.
Everything's
in the rearview mirror now.
Brings back a lot of memories. The memories we still are able to bring back.
God. You guys are way more with it than most people in your 70s. Oh,
thank you for that left-handed compliment.
Well, that's great, man. That's
good.
Well, we have Sam to keep
for
us in
guys
line.
Your age, not too bad.
Oh, man.
Sam, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Sam looks all very hurt now. So.
Okay. All right.
It's all good.
Let's talk about Mad King Donald.
Mad King Donald.
That's what we're going to have to talk. We're going to say that about him from now on, And the 31 percenters. All right.
Yep, that's what they represent.
The party of the hard-working middle class, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yes.
While the 31%ers yes. take it to the Democratic Party for losing contact with those hard-working middle-class individuals out there, they're hiring for this administration the most million billionaires you can possibly put on one list.
They are.
This
you're
is a
billionaire.
New club.
Yeah, I'm thinking up.
I'm thinking D.C. is going to be like the Millionaire Billionaires Club.
Oh boy!
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
Top 10 billionaire donors. Now you know they always talk about well you know this George Soros. You know, he's always putting his money.
The
Democrats can't move without George Soros money, right? Or or Zuckerbucks, right?
Yeah.
But. It's kind of a ploy to keep you your eye away from the donors that they have. And the top seven donors in the last election, top seven donors
okay.
are all Republican donors with the most money. Timothy Mellon, railroad magnate, $197 million donated.
Wow.
Number two on that list.
That seems like a lot.
We should be proud. The U-Lines,
oh.
the shipping magnates,
okay,
$139 million. Miriam Adelson, of course, carrying on her her husband Sheldon's business. She's donated a ton of money. She's number three on the list, $136 million. Elon, how do you say
or
that?
Leon.
I can't, whatever. It's $132 million.
Wait a minute. He wasn't at the top of the list?
No, he was not, but he's going to be. He's got the inside track, believe me. Kenneth Griffin, a hedge fund manager, $103 million. Jeff and Janine Yass. They're education advocates, 96. By the way,
advocates.
$96 million. These billionaires, and I always wonder, why do billionaires want to privatize education? And I couldn't figure it out. I mean, they got so much money. Why do they want to do that?
Yeah.
Who cares, right? Well, they shouldn't care. But instead, they want taxpayers, us, middle and lower class people who pay taxes, they want us to pay for their kids' education.
Pick up the tab for
Can
their
you believe
kids.
They're billionaires. They've got more money than they'll ever spend in a lifetime.
Right. Why are they so adverse to giving tax money to the, you know, where they should?
Yeah.
They should want to give back.
Right, exactly.
Shouldn't they want to, you know, just pay their taxes like everybody else?
It's not like they're going to lose money.
No, they're going to be just fine.
They're making loans to themselves and able to write that off.
Right.
Come on, folks. They're not. They don't need help, in other words.
Right.
And then number seven is Paul Singer. He's an activist investor, $63 million. Then finally, a Democratic donor, Michael Bloomberg, $47 million. And then a Republican again, the Schwartzmans, $40 million. And Dustin Moskovitz, he's a Democratic donor, $38 million. But again, the Trump administration, unprecedented, mind-boggling wealth, 13 billionaires so far for the administration.
Wow.
That's incredible. The Gilded Cabinet, we could call it by this point. You
right?
know?
Yeah. How many of them are billionaires? Half a dozen of them, right?
Well, yeah, it's 13 billionaires.
Up for 13.
13.
The list is up to. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Elon's clumsy messaging that could allow Democrats to paint Trump's billionaires as woefully out of touch. He said this. Now, get this. He said, we have to reduce spending to live within our means. This is a billionaire. I'm sure he's worried about spending within his means.
Sure.
He also said, and you know, that's necessary, you know, cutting all of this money out of the federal government. And it involves temporary hardship, but it will ensure long-term prosperity, says the richest man in the damn globe. I mean, what is going on here? You know, we're listening to him. These people don't know what we're doing. They don't understand what we're doing, how we live in this society.
No, they don't. Okay. It is 7:28 coming up. Right around the corner, we'll talk to Judy Davidoff from Isthmus, find out about the new issue and 10 reasons to support Isthmus.
All right.
Coming up on John and Gordy.
Rubber ball, oh, I think it's gonna be all right. Yeah. brother-in-law.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
So it's that time of the year, thinking about something new in 2025. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Maybe that involves a bigger garden or adding livestock to the small acreage you've got. Well, whatever you're going to do, start small. That's the suggestion from Leslie Sachina. She is the owner and operator of Cylon Rolling Acres in Deer Park, Wisconsin, where she's focused in on goat production. She said, well, a lot of folks are entertained by those animals. They take work.
I recommend, and I talk to other folks who are interested in doing what we're doing, even if it's a different animal protein too, but they're interested in the direct market piece. I think a lot of times it's start small, start to add up as, you know, grow incrementally, because if you try to do too much at once, you can have a lot of lost balls on the farming side or drop balls on the retail side. And it's okay to grow slowly, because when you're selling your product or even bringing it to, you know, a traditional livestock market, it's easier to work with smaller numbers as you get started and get established in building a market than it is to have a lot of product to get out there and then have to find and source where you go as well.
Not bad advice from Leslie Sachina. She and her husband own and operate Cylon Rolling Acres in Deer Park, Wisconsin, where they're managing about 140 acres that they graze on a herd of about 100 goats. Find them online, CylonRollingAcres.com.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up Seed Treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up Seed Treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And new calendar year, new face at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Alexandria Berendt has been named their new executive director, officially starting January 2nd. She's got nearly two decades of progressive leadership experience in the nonprofit sector, most recently serving as the manager of philanthropy for the Boy Scouts of America. That's just a quick snapshot of what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 30 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow some light snow showers. It'll be windy with falling temperatures. We'll be in the low single digits by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
T.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich LoCascio, Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Shoplift Emporium, the world's first store intended to fill the needs of today's busy kleptomaniacs. Our cluttered aisles, unstaffed dressing rooms, mirrorless walls, and untrained, uncaring security guards make it almost impossible for us to catch you. So why pay retail? Why pay wholesale? Come on down to Ed's Shoplift Emporium, where everything on sale is a real steal.
Great place.
I understand it's spreading. A lot of stores are jumping on.
Yeah,
that bandwagon. Great,
yeah. And they have free parking too. So
you don't have to steal a parking space.
No,
that's fantastic.
It's perfect. Holiday shopping, it never could be easier.
No, it really could.
Shoplift more.
As much as you can.
It is 7:35. It's cloudy and 30 degrees. Going to stay cloudy through the day. We were trying to talk to Brittany Merlot, but we had a connection problem.
We
there.
Did. I don't know. We couldn't hear her, and we thought, you know, sign language wouldn't work.
Probably so, not on the radio.
Yeah.
Not going
to
work. Yeah.
But let's go to Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus. As our special guest today, we've got the new Isthmus out here, and we've got a few really interesting articles, but a complaint from Gordy about the quizzes. What is that complaint
the
again?
The quizzes are too hard. They've been getting more difficult. I don't.
Duh.
I need to.
All right. Well, dumb it down.
Dumb it down for Uncle Gordy.
Go. Okay. There you go. Right.
But I like the cartoons. Always. P.S. Mill. Always good stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. A very visual thing. You know, you got to like that. You know, Judith, I really liked what you said in the 10 reasons to support Isthmus, because there is a real problem now, because after the last election, we understand that a lot of people tuned out real media and they went to alternative media instead. And that seems to be a huge problem. People don't believe the truth anymore. They believe what they feel. And when they go to alternative media like Joe Rogan and other programs like that, it's more of what they feel. It's what they're projecting on their programs instead of actual facts and details. Now, one thing I've always loved about the Isthmus, you know, I've always trusted the news coverage at Isthmus. And, you know, I go way back to the 80s. I think Isthmus is probably one of the best newspapers in the state.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, it's not just this election. It's been going on for a long time.
Yes.
And there's even a lot of, you know, there's been some writing very recently, even about how print itself really invites another layer of kind of fact-based journalism, because it is going through the steps. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the researching, it's the verification, it's the printing. It is a lot harder to get something into print. There's a lot more effort. And, you know, in some ways, I think that there is a little bit more trust when you read it on paper versus popping up on your feed. Because as we know, pretty much anyone can put something on the internet.
That's right. We talked about that recently.
Yeah, a couple of months ago.
How odd it is that The Onion would suddenly spur on this this desire to have paper in front of you where you can read the news.
Yeah.
Isn't that fantastic? I mean, Isthmus is just one of the papers, but, you know, Milwaukee has its own urban.
What's it called? Urban
the
Connection?
Shepherd Express.
Oh, yeah, the Shepherd Express and... And their urban, I can't remember what it's called.
It's got urban in the title, but yes. Yeah. Anyway.
But, I mean, you know, these do exist. They're out there. And I think, you know, Isthmus is carrying on that fantastic tradition of why people need to support the Isthmus. And that is through advertising. Is that correct?
Well, it's just partly through advertising, because now that we're a nonprofit, that was One of the reasons we chose to go nonprofit because we can now get
donations.
Donations that are tax deductible. Of course, anyone can, and you know, private journalism outfits do have a reader donation program, but ours are tax deductible. And you know, also there are foundations to apply to. But advertising remains still a big chunk of our revenue. And, you know, I think a lot of people wondered with COVID what was going to come back in terms of that. And it, I mean, it has for us. So, that's good. And I think one of the points I also make in that column is that our advertising truly is just more content in a way, mm-hmm. because it's about local events. It's local, you know, it's Overture, it's FPC, it's, you know, retail stores in the smaller areas, Monroe Street and Atwood Avenue, it's the Barrymore Theater. You know, these are ads that actually give you information on what you want to do.
Yeah, and you cover the city really, really well every month. And, you know, people, maybe newcomers to Madison or Dane County, you know, they can find out a lot about the local area just by picking up a copy, and they're free. That's a great service, and you distribute them all over the city, which is excellent.
Yep.
So, what else can we point out in this month's issue?
Do you have I saw a little box for the archives, and you always print something on that. Mm-hmm. Is that accessible as well? Can we find that online?
Yeah. So unfortunately, I mean, it's actually one of my great sadnesses about Isthmus. We're really only online from about 2006 on. Otherwise, all of the print copies exist in bound volumes, essentially. We have a set at this small kind of office. Really, it's just a little storage area that we maintain. And then the Historical Society also has a set. So, if anyone wants to make a big donation and digitize our archives, that would be great because we constantly get emails about, you know, people wanting to access old content. And it's accessible, but it really is going. We have one, we have essentially an index that is available on one computer, and that will send us to the volume, but then it's really just flipping through the pages and taking a photo or making a copy.
Right.
Well, one of the things I really love about Isthmus, and this has always been the case, is you really cover the arts and entertainment in this town like nobody else. And you've got it all in there. And the advertisers of the different venues know that as well. And so they put in some really excellent ads.
Great formatting of the ad. Like the Barrymore Theater has a great format. You know, it catches your eye. It's got a lot of pictures in it, which is, you know, something that I look for.
Well, you can always find out what's, you know, who's playing at the Harmony Bar or, you know, Crystal Corner. I mean, everybody's in there.
Well, one of the other things, everybody's in there, including like Ruth Conniff has an article, and she's with the Wisconsin Examiner. She's talking about deportation in this issue. So, you know, it's hot stuff.
Well,
it's
Ruth's
good stuff.
Ruth's a longtime columnist for Isthmus. I think she started, I mean, when we had a regular weekly opinion rotation, I think she started in the late 90s when she was at the Progressive. Mm-hmm. So now our monthly opinion rotation is really much more kind of haphazard. Mm. But I knew that this is, you know, she wrote a book on it and about, you know, dairy farming and migrant labor in Wisconsin. And knew this was a hot topic and just reached out to her to see if she could put it together. And she's a great writer. And I was really happy to have that piece.
Yeah. But, you know, I see an article here on the Year in Wisconsin Books. Mike McCabe's book is not in here. I don't think it's in this article.
No, I think we mentioned it. Yeah, because it's part of that new or newish publisher.
I'm looking at pictures.
He's looking at the pictures. I'm not reading it.
Well, maybe you need to look at this.
Maybe you should brush up on that.
I just threw that out.
And
there.
In fact, because Michael writes about Little Creek Press, and that its latest fiction title includes Miracles Along County Q, which is Mike McCabe's first novel.
I just wanted to see if you knew about his book. That's all.
Well, you know, one thing's not in there as much. Yeah. Well, remember
all John and Gordy, the mention of this
where's our feature article?
Do you have a book?
No, we don't have a book. We should write a book.
We should, yes. Yeah.
A little help from
with
AI.
Pictures.
Lots of
a
pictures.
A graphic novel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. AI, it'll be singing, yes.
There it is. Yeah, we could do one in AI.
One thing that has changed over the year, not as many classified ads. In fact, are there any classified ads anymore?
No, there are no classified ads. Yeah. No, classified, I mean, that was part of the seismic change of the mid-2000s, and it's really what led to the downfall of newspapers and, you know, alts too, because classified ads were such a huge part of revenue, and they all went over to the internet with Craigslist and others. So, I don't know anyone really who does classifieds.
Your classifieds were really good at finding roommates and places to live. I mean, that was one of the big benefits of your classified ads.
Yeah.
I mean, that would still be beneficial now.
Well,
and don't forget the personals.
Those were huge. The personals were a big attraction.
I think the personals mostly kind of disappeared because federal law, I think, all of a sudden started cracking down on possibilities of sex trafficking.
That kind of thing.
And the personals.
There were definitely a back page, I think, or something. Yeah, there were definitely some issues with that. Really wasn't an issue, I don't think, for Isthmus, but... it also takes an operation to have something like that. Ads have to be vetted and matched and things like that.
Yeah. All right. Well,
time consuming. Yeah. Well, Judy, thank you for being with us. Again, people can pick up Isthmus just about everywhere, all over Madison. And it's free the first Thursday of the month, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right.
Well, Judy Davidoff.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Judy Davidoff.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Take care.
You too. Yep. Bye-bye. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to see it back in print, too, the last year or two.
I thought it was, you know, when I moved here in 1980, I was just a kid.
Right.
in my 40s. But anyway, I thought, well, who would name a newspaper, you know, with something that's spelled like that?
Right. You didn't know?
The Isthmus. You know, it was just an odd word.
I like the way in every article or every edition, they always show an older cover from the early days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always cool.
I got to get in contact with Judy because I like working with historical documents and stuff. I might be willing to take up that digitization project.
Right here. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you, Sam, stepping up there. Yeah. Good for you.
You know, slip in a few pictures of us.
The old days.
By the way, you'll probably find a lot of old pictures of us in the archives.
Yeah, that might be true. From the late 80s.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to remind you, if you are into the grown-up gift list text to win, once again, the keyword this hour is red. You can use the Civic Media app and text the word red, and if you do that, you'll be also entered into the grand prize drawing, and you'll also get a bounce back message with other ways to enter into the contest. Okay, but the gift idea this time around, or the gift item, I should say, is an overnight getaway to Chula Vista this hour, the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Okay.
Well, what about Verlo? Verlo message there?
Let me just tell you that this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger.
I knew you had it in you.
On a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Side or online at Verlo.com.
You mentioned their pillows earlier. I got to try out these pillows.
They have body pillows, too. Yeah,
just wrap yourself around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and blankets, comforters, everything.
I want to just go and take a nap there.
Let's all go. Let's have a Johnny
They
Gordy
lost an employee
fest.
In one of those pillows. I don't know. I'm just riffing
Back
here.
With more.
All right.
Oh, odds and ends right around the corner.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's Weekend Update with Colin Jost and Michael Chang.
This week, New York City officials sent a tough message on crime. You shoot somebody in the middle of the street, you better get on your bike, hop on a bus, and get the heck out of here, mister. And it really says something about America that a guy was murdered in cold blood, and the two main reactions were, yeah, well, healthcare stinks. And also, girl, that shooter hot. It's also so crazy that the shooting happened three blocks from here in broad daylight, and the guy just bicycled away. Probably because they have every cop in the city guarding our Christmas tree. It was reported that in 2018, the mother of Pete Hegseth, Trump's nominee for defense secretary, sent her son an email saying that she was embarrassed by the way he repeatedly belittles, lies, cheats, and uses women for his own power and ego. To which Pete Hegseth responded, bitch, shut up! Hegseth, who has been accused of excessive drinking at work, said that if he is confirmed as defense secretary, he is, quote, not going to have a drink at all. But if he isn't confirmed, look out.
FBI director nominee Cash Patel, seen here realizing it wasn't just a fart, was reportedly the target of an Iranian cyber attack. Apparently, they were able to guess Patel's password because it was just two eyes really close together.
The White House unveiled its Christmas decoration theme, a season of peace and light. Which is tough because Biden is always being told not to go towards the light.
President Biden traveled to Africa this week. Unfortunately, he said it was to visit the birthplace of his friend Barack.
Scientists in Japan have launched the first ever satellite made out of wood. Great. Now aliens are going to think we're poor.
Just a few snippets there from Weekend Update.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay.
Oh, man. You know, I think the Democrats, it would be really smart to start talking not just about extending the subsidies to the ACA's help each month for people to pay off, you know, pay their premiums. We need the extension from COVID for that. You know, it makes it very affordable. If that goes away, there'll be at least a $200 or $300 premium increase per month for everybody who's on the Affordable Care Act on their marketplace. That is, no one's going to be able to handle that. People are going to be uninsured. A lot of people.
Well, the Republicans are talking about Social Security being chopped and Medicare being chopped and get rid of Obamacare, ACA, or at least scaling it back. I mean, all kinds of
I know. You cuts. Know, again, Trump repeated the line that everybody joked about for so long. You know, he's got a concept about health care, right? I mean, he actually repeated that in the interview that he did. It's just, it's mind-boggling to think that this is what they're looking at. And we'll all be worse off. It's almost like they don't understand where we came from before the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was put in place. It's they want to go back to that, thinking that worked, that was successful. And there are a lot of people out there just saying, well, we'll wait and see. Until they're affected personally, and then, of course, then everything is going to collapse. And I think the Democrats would be wise to start running now for president in 4 years simply because there's going to be so many failures, so many things that could go wrong and will go wrong that we have to call them out on it instead of, instead of just saying facts and figures, just point out where something just failed.
Well, I think you're right. You know, I mean, I think they will start, getting their programs out there and start running right away.
Yeah.
You know, and looking toward the midterms first and 4 years from now, that'll be the case.
But, you know, with 13 billionaires in charge of the nation, you know, working from the White House, I think that we're really on the way, on the way to serfdom, and that doesn't even include the millionaires that'll be involved in this new White House. This is really tragic.
Can't wait till they have their first cabinet meeting, and you know, Linda McMahon and all. You know,
well, I'm richer than you. I should have my way.
Comparing
you know?
Their checkbooks.
Yeah. Okay, we got a song, Bank Christmas balances. Song dedicated to billionaires. So,
oh, okay, great.
Why don't we play that? Let's hear it.
God rest ye merry billionaires, let nothing you dismay. Forget your workers' families going hungry on this day. And save yourselves from income tax you'll never need to pay. Oh, tidings of corruption and greed, corruption and greed. Oh, tidings of corruption and greed. In Washington and London town you pay the lobby fees to hold the reins both left and right of sham democracies and keep us entertained so we don't know we're on our knees. Oh, tidings of corruption and greed, corruption and greed. Oh, tidings of corruption and greed.
Well, if,
wow, where'd you find that?
If anything, that'll put you in the holiday spirit. You want to spend money like crazy, just like a billionaire would.
Help
right?
out the economy. Yeah. Why not? All right. That is going to wrap it up for us for today. But tomorrow, as always on Wednesdays, Mike McCabe will join us. And Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
All right.
You take care now.
Yeah. You too. You ready to go out and have some Christmas cheer?
Is that from the Hillbillies? Beverly Hillbillies. You take
y'all,
care.
Y'all come back now. Yeah,
that's
you hear?
It. That's it right there.
Have a great day.
The John Gordy Show.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers is in with Tuesday Tangents and more of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. It's statewide. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Need a new mattress? Choose Furlo over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Furlo Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Furlo to the others and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlo.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Alleged CEO shooter Luigi Mangione expected to be extradited to New York from Pennsylvania, where he was caught on Monday with police say a fake ID, an untraceable gun, and a three-page document he is believed to have written kept in his backpack. Mangione, valedictorian of his 2016 high school class. This classmate shocked at the murder charge.
Really not a problematic kid in high school. He'd never really got in trouble, wasn't attention-seeking or anything like that. Just a bright kid with a bright future.
His voice altered for privacy. Fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California, spreading rapidly on the hillsides a few miles from Pepperdine University. Seamus Hawkins grew up nearby.
Pretty crazy. It's like my first time seeing it, like a big fire.